Shrinvan Grinan Samsmarayam Chachintayan.
Shrinvan Grinan Samsmarayam
Namani Rupani Cha Mongalani Te. Kriyasu Yas Twat Charanada Vindayor. Avishta Chita Nopovaya Kalpate. Shrinvan. Constantly hearing about the Lord. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoho. Grinan. Chanting or reciting. The holy name of the Lord and his activities. Samsmarayan. Remembering. Constantly thinking of the Lord's lotus feet and his form. Cha. And. Chintayan. Contemplating. The transcendental activities of the Lord. Namani. His transcendental names. Rupani. His transcendental forms. Cha. Also. Mangalani. Which are all transcendental and therefore auspicious. Te. Of your lordship. Kriyasu. In being engaged in the devotional service. Yaha. He who. Twat charana aravindayoho. At your lotus feet. Avishta chita. The devotee who is completely absorbed in such activities. Not. Bovaya. For the material platform. Kalpate. Is fit. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Even while engaged in various activities, devotees whose minds are completely absorbed at your lotus feet and who constantly hear, chant, contemplate, and cause others to remember your transcendental names and forms are always on the transcendental platform, and thus they can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. How Bhakti Yoga can be practiced is explained in this verse. Srila Rupa Goswami has said that anyone who has dedicated his life to the service of the Lord, Iha Yasya Harir Dasye, by his activities, his mind, and his words. Karmana Manasa Gira, may stay in any condition of life, Nikilas Vapavastasu, and yet is no longer actually conditioned but is liberated. Jivan Muktaksa Uchyate, even though such a devotee is in a material body, he has nothing to do with this body, for he is transcendentally situated. Narayana Parak Sarve Nakutaschana Bibhyati. Because a devotee is engaged in transcendental activities, he is not afraid of being materially embodied. Illustrating this liberated position, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed, Mama Janmani Janmanishvare Bhavatad Bhaktir Hoituki Twayi. All I want is your causeless devotional service in my life, birth after birth. Even if a devotee, by the supreme will of the Lord, takes birth in this material world, he continues his devotional service. When King Bharata made a mistake and in his next life became a deer, his devotional service did not stop. Although some slight chastisement was given to him because of his negligence. Narada Muni says that even if one falls from the platform of devotional service, he is not lost. Whereas non-devotees are lost entirely because they are not engaged in service. Bhagavad Gita therefore recommends that one always engage at least in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dhridavrataha namasyantascha mam bhaktiya nitya yukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, the great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. Namavaya kalpate. The devotees don't have to remain subject to the strict laws of birth and death and the other restrictions of material nature. Material life means very severe restriction, like a person put in prison. His life is, he's still alive, they didn't kill him, but they put him in prison. But what he can do is severely restricted. Okay, they feed him, they let him go to the toilet, they let him walk around outside for a few hours, but it's not the same life. It's extremely, turn it off, extremely limited. That's a condition of material life. One who surrenders to Krishna is relieved of that restriction. Nabhavaya kalpate. Not only devotees who are perfect, but devotees who are practicing. What is described here are the practices of hearing, chanting, remembering the names, forms, and all auspicious names and forms of the Lord. So you don't have to be a perfect devotee. Even if you're a practicing devotee, and even if you suffer some fall in your service, some obstacle, Prabhupada says here, Narada Muni says that even if one falls from the platform of devotional service, he is not lost. Whereas the non-devotees are lost entirely. So even if one loses contact with devotional service because of aparads, and the bhakti potency pushes one out, too many aparads, and then you're not allowed to continue in devotional service, or one stops following the regulative principles, then one cannot continue in devotional service. If you don't chant your rounds, you won't be able to continue serving Krishna. So this happens to devotees, that even in that case, all is not lost. The devotee can take birth again if necessary and continue his devotional service in the next life. Whereas devotees who are not, those who are never engaged in devotional service, non-devotees, they're lost entirely, even though they don't seem to fall from their position. They seem to be nicely situated and stay in their position, but they're lost entirely. Svalpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahatobayat. Even a little execution of this transcendental service frees one from the greatest kind of fear. Greatest kind of fear is to lose altogether the opportunity. And a devotee won't lose it. Krishna will always give him a chance to try again.